Meditation, so if you like to get yourselves in a comfortable position. And sitting on a chair is quite okay, simply because there are statues in India of the Buddha sitting on a chair. So if it's good enough for the Buddha, it must be good enough for you. And as usual, before I would always do a guided meditation, the last 5 minutes I will be quiet so that you can see where the meditation leads. So first of all, when you are sitting down, you put some attention on your body. How are you sitting right now? Because sometimes we can assume that we're in a comfortable posture, but we want to make sure it really is comfortable. So first of all, check your legs with your eyes closed. Can you be aware of any feelings, sensations in your legs, from your feet, your calves, your knees, your thighs? Can you make them more comfortable? So you experiment, you move. Because as soon as you move, your awareness of those sensations, the mindfulness, gives you feedback. In other words, you find actually that's more comfortable. So what you're doing, you're showing some care. You're not just assuming a truth, you're investigating it. And when you move, if it's a more comfortable position, great, maintain it. If it's a more uncomfortable, painful position, then go back again. This is the way we learn from our own experience in this present moment how to relax our body. And then your butt. Because many people fidget simply because they don't pay attention or care to how they've got their bottom positioned on the cushion, on the chair, on the stool. So I, on purpose, fidget at the beginning of the meditation. Fidget this way, fidget that way, until I get the best position. Sometimes I see dogs. Before they lay down, they fidget this way, they fidget that way, until they get the best position, which is why they can rest and relax so well. Human beings, we just assume, and then we hurt. So we get our butt just nice. And then, once you are satisfied, your mindfulness and kindness on your bottom is comfortable, go to your back. And I just like to stretch my back because I see animals doing that. Even kangaroos do this stretching. And you can see just how pleasant that feels. Also, just how it just starts to relax the body afterwards. Stretch and then let go. Until your back comes to a position which feels comfortable. If you need to move it, then move it. The mindfulness allows you to have feedback. And the kindness keeps moving, fidgeting, try this, try that, until you find the best position. Never a perfect position, but it's the best you can have. And then where you put your hands, it does not matter where those hands are positioned. I've had some amazing meditations with my hands all over the place. But do they feel comfortable right now? If you want to move them until you do find the best position. You are being aware of a part of the body and you're also learning to move until you find the best place. It's mindfulness and kindness. Not only does it relax the body, but it's a skill, a practice, which you will use later on with your mind. But first of all, now I usually go up to my shoulders. People have a lot of stress in their shoulders, tightness. I learn how to loosen them, let them go. And sometimes, if you remember the last time I was here, a month or two ago, I sometimes imagine my shoulders like a bunch of strings which have been pulled in both directions. That's causing them to be tight. And I let go of both ends of the strings. I imagine that, almost like a visualization. Because I let go of both ends of the strings, I'm not pulling them tight. My shoulders follow suit. And my shoulders relax. And it's something I notice, even when my shoulders are relaxed, it feels good. It's the pleasure of relaxation. But first I go out and then my neck, making sure that the head is balanced on top of the neck. If you have any coughs, irritations in the throat, you just, yeah, thank you, there's one, I've got an irritation. It's okay to cough. Coughing is not against the etiquette of Buddhist monasteries. So you're allowed to cough. I'm just going to cough in sympathy for you, even though I don't need to. Thank you. And then I go, okay, don't overdo it. Then I go to my head, making sure that that's relaxed. And I like to be aware of the feeling around my eyes and my mouth. Because that shows tension. A lot of a person's fear or anxiety is displayed by a tightness around the eyes and the mouth or the forehead. So I feel that. And I just learn how to relax it, let it go, open it up. Stop trying to pull or push or squash anything. And as soon as I do relax the muscles around my eyes and mouth or forehead, I can feel it. So one thing about mindfulness of parts of your body, you soon learn how to relax parts of your body. Until, having relaxed the muscles in my face, I just look at my whole body, and the whole body is at ease. Relax part by part. And then to make it interesting for many people who have injuries or diseases, irritable bowel syndrome, cancers, always like before, I'm pretty healthy today, I look through my body to the most irritating part of my body. Out of all parts of my body, the one which stands out as the most uncomfortable part. And I zoom in on it like I'm going on Google Maps and zooming in and zooming in and zooming in until I just have that uncomfortable part, painful part. And then once I'm aware of it, I try this attitude, that attitude, until I see how that discomfort changes. If I have fear, this could be a tumor, it's getting worse. If I have, just the longing, it will go away. Any type of control, I find that that feeling gets tighter, more uncomfortable. But every time I just relax it, opening the door of my heart to this moment, to this feeling, allow it to be, instead of trying to get rid of it. My mindfulness tells me it relaxes. The irritation gets less. I'm using mindfulness, awareness of a irritating or painful part of my own body, to learn how to heal it. Just by awareness and the feedback. And of course I've been doing this for a long time, but still many other people, it's not that hard to do. We find out what makes it better, what makes it worse, with our own mindfulness and experiment. And again, I also notice that once the body does relax, there is a certain pleasure of a relaxed body. It feels joyful even. And I indulge in any pleasure of relaxation. Because I find as soon as I notice the pleasure of an open, relaxed body, the relaxation goes deeper. The mindfulness of pleasure, a stable, relaxed pleasure, not an exciting pleasure, takes the body to a deeper level of peace. It's why massage, why just laying on a recliner on the beach is so popular. You relax the body. It's also healthy. And you are developing mindfulness, kindness, and joy, important part of meditation. So now I apply that to my mind. And for those of you who wonder what do you mean by a mind, just I start off with the peaceometer. I ask myself, how peaceful am I now? Or how agitated, anxious? And give it a number, 1 to 10. 1 means really peaceful, 10 means really agitated. Which one is it? The number is unimportant. What is important, it is a trick, skillful means to get you to be aware of that part of your mind called the peaceometer. How peaceful are you? How agitated? But once you're aware of that, it's like being aware of a part of the body which is sick. What makes it feel better? What makes it feel worse? What makes you more peaceful? What makes you more agitated? Instead of believing me, believing the books, you experience this directly for yourself. Usually find whenever you want something or want to get rid of something that makes you tense. Whenever you let this moment be, open the door of your heart to this moment. Giving this moment importance, it's here. Learning from it. Caring for it. Find you relax. And already, so many of the burdens of the past and the future have automatically fallen away. You've been focusing on something really important, your own health and peace of mind. If you do have many burdens, always remember that simile of the person carrying the 2 heavy shopping bags. You've done that before. And the shopping bag in your left hand, so heavy, it makes your shoulders hurt and your arms tired. And you look, it's got a logo on the outside. P-A-S-T, past. In that bag you carry all those memories, painful, disappointing. And the bag on the right, that's equally heavy. That's made your shoulders hurt and arms tired also. And that has the letters F-U-T-U-R-E, future. And in that, you put all your fears, anxieties, hopes and plans. You've been carrying them for too long. And you imagine in this exercise, this visualization, leaning to the left, so you can lower the bag in the left hand, the past, to the floor. When it meets the ground, the weight disappears. And that allows you to uncurl the fingers, move your left hand and arm up to your side, so it can relax, regenerate, recuperate. And the right hand back, the future. You lean to the right now, so you can lower the right hand back to the floor. When it meets the ground, the burden disappears. So you can let go of the handle and move your right hand and arm to your side. So you can relax, recuperate. And in this little mental exercise, you know that those bags are going to be there for you afterwards, unfortunately. So you don't need to worry that you're being irresponsible. You're just putting them down so you can recover. And you look down at the ground, and you are standing in this marvelous place between the past and the future called now. The only place you can find some peace, realizing you deserve this peace. So you take it. Your peaceometer, letting go of the past and the future, and just being here. A house is made of many bricks. Meditation is made for many moments of peace. Mind moments of peace, one after the other. And it builds and builds. What do you watch? Whatever's here. Whatever you're aware of right now is important. Care for it. It just happens for many people that you start being aware of your breath. Fine. But don't choose to watch your breath. Just let it come to you. And if you do, respect and value your breath. It brings in energy, life. It takes out any used products, toxins, poisons, which is why you can say breathing in peace, breathing out let go, breathing in peace, breathe out let go. The mind relaxes, it also feels pleasant. See if you could notice the pleasantness of a peaceful mind. In Pali, the piti sukha, the joy of just being with nothing to do. For those of you especially who are Buddhist, it doesn't matter those who aren't, it doesn't matter. Imagine that you are a Buddha sitting under a Bodhi tree. Finished everything, nothing to do. Not trying to achieve anything. All has been achieved. Nothing needed, nothing missing, nothing wanted. Imagine what it must be like. Visualize and feel the peace and the stillness and the freedom . I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes. How do you feel now? It's coming close to the end of the meditation. Remember, the feedback from mindfulness is how you learn. If it's worked, you can feel the beautiful peace and relaxation. It will encourage you to try the same again for your physical health and mental well-being and clarity of mind. If it didn't work, you learn why. And I will now ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, please come out from your meditation. Very good.